This is Local Views, last time in July, '09. So, once again, the City Council in Nevada City wants to do something about Callanan Park and has appointed a committee. Even if you haven't been around this part of the world very long, you've heard this story before. It always starts with talk and a committee. It proceeds with some more talk and it never ends, but nothing ever changes. You know the litany. It's the gateway to the town, and it makes a negative first impression with unsavory characters just hanging around, smoking cigarettes and weed, maybe doing other illegal substances, panhandling and leaving their trash on the ground. This sort of behavior isn't limited to the park, of course. It's scattered along the downtown streets, too, and Grass Valley has a similar situation around Mill and Neal streets. This comes up repeatedly because the streets and parks are public places. You can't limit the access or impose a dress code, so your committees are doomed to fail. They always talk about meeting with the people in the park, the ones they don't like, but they can't do that because those people aren't organized, they don't follow leaders, and they don't go to committee meetings. If you want to meet them, you actually have to go to the park, but changing someone's behavior is a little more complicated than having a meeting. The merchants and their elected representatives tend to see it as a choice between being tolerant or being a heavy-handed police state. Tolerance always wins out, but there is some middle ground. Nevada City already has a couple of cops on foot every day. If those guys spent more time in the park, applied a little more friendly persuasion, and maybe issued a few more citations, the place might become a little friendlier. That's the advice for the merchant class. Here's some advice for the park prowling class. Panhandling is annoying, especially if it's nothing but a dour recital of spare change. If you want someone to give you money, you have to entertain them, and they have to like you. Bedraggled beggars are depressing, but colorful, creative beggars add character and ambiance to the street scene. Nevada City is, after all, a theme park, and it could always use a few jugglers, clowns, and minstrels. If you're not likable and entertaining, then you have to get a McJob. That's the rule, or it ought to be. Well, it's not much of a story, and most folks would say it shouldn't have been a story at all, but the arrest of Professor Henry Gates at Harvard is the story of the week, just because the president poked his nose into it. Obama's comment was surprising, because he's not usually that blunt, and that made it easy for those who wanted to find fault. But being right counts for something, and President O was right. It was a stupid arrest. Mr. Gates' race, however, isn't really the key element. Would he have been arrested by this particular cop had he been a white man in the same circumstances? Probably not, but it wasn't so much a case of overt racism as it was a case of overamped copism. The cop knew the suspect was in his own home, but he hassled him anyway. Who wouldn't have been pissed off? Gates was arrested for disorderly conduct, but any judge would agree there's no such thing in your own home. The story illustrates first that human nature succumbs easily to the urge for exaggerating a little authority. Get angry at a cop and you go to jail, no matter what else you did or didn't do, and no matter how far out of line the cop is. A little restraint is necessary, even if you have to legislate it. Too bad for this one cop that his typical authoritarian ego caused him to stumble into the harsh light of the media, but it makes a splendid training film for cops and all other bullies with badges. Finally, another illustration of how the working class in the U.S. has lost its collective touch when it comes to taking it to the streets. In the city of Tonghua in northeastern China, a big steel mill carried out a corporate merger with a bigger company. The workers must have believed this merger was not in their interest because about 30,000 of them fought with police in the streets, hundreds were injured, and someone actually found the company's big boss and beat him to death. That's a labor movement. Not long ago, these people were communists, and they still remember that labor is power. That's Local Views for this week. This is Mark Stannert reminding you that this commentary doesn't necessarily make any training films for KVMR, its management, staff, or contributors. Email mark@calloki.com.